Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I please have your zip code?
Yes, Brisa, hi. Good morning. My name is Red. I'm from the Fraud Overnight Response Team, on a recorded line. I have here one of our mutual customer who has a charge from your department or your company. And I told him that this is something to do with like a $7 or $7.95 charge way back the 20th of March. And he wanted to know what is this for. He's on the other line and he is hard of speaking. You need to give it to him slowly. Okay, one moment. Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Mr. Candela? Okay, thank you so much for your assist. I mean, thank you so much for your patience. I have here one of the call, I mean, one representative from that merchant. Her name is Brisa, and she will be assisting us from here. And she wanted to know your zip code, sir. Go ahead.
Repeat it one more time, please. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you, sir. I'm sorry.
48456. Hear me? 48456.
48456.
Yes.
And what is your first and last name, please?
My own hell.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Okay, what is your shipping address here for security purposes, please?
4455. Yeah, my Lord East, Mississippi, 4456.
Thank you. Let me see. The count is loading. Give me one moment. The account is loading. Okay. Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. So I stated an order was done back on March 20th for $7.95 for a technical walk. Technical bag, do you recall placing that order? Sir.
What do you do?
Do you recall placing an order for a technical bag?
For a technical bag.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, so when you place that order, when you place that order back on March 28th, you are in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you do not call in and cancel, automatically we bill you for that item that you pay the shipping and handling for. It's stated to you in the terms and agreements that you have to agree upon. If you don't accept the terms and policies, the order would have never got sent out to you for the first time for the shipping and handling. The $64, $67 and 32 cents, that is for the $125 voucher monthly discount for you to go shop in our stores. You have received emails with a gift card code.
What's your store name?
I'm sorry?
What's the store's name?
I'm sorry?
The website name of the store.
Oh, what is the website of the store?
Yeah.
The website of the store, place order. Everything is provided in your emails. I don't know if the terms and agreements were overlooked when you are placing the order. So what I go ahead and do, I go and apply. I can apply a 50% refund of the charge that was sent to the account for the March 24th charge as a one-time customer courtesy. Okay, the 50% refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is completely canceled out. Is there something else I'll be able to assist you with, sir? I'm sorry?
Okay. Sir, thank you so much for that, Ibiza. And I'm still here, your Capital One credit card company. She had mentioned that she'll take away 50% off from that $67.32. Okay, so let's just wait for like 5 business days to fully take in effect. Ma'am, I believe that's
yes.
all from us.
Okay, and
thank you
for
so much
coming,
for your
customer
assistance.
Care. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Wow, man.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm sure I pay for.
Okay. We'll discuss this further, sir. Okay. I just need to have the third party hang up. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Okay.